live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, Blades Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, kicker Mason Crosby! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. Thanks for watching. This just in, the Packers are 6-0. In honor of the occasion, I have composed an ode. Was that a moan? Appropriately enough, it is called Ode to 6-0. Goes something like this. The run started in Chicago and ran right through Green Bay. Outscoring their opponents, it's been the Packer way. We're talking demons of the past. The Seahawks and Niners come to mind. Somewhat of an exorcism beating their behinds. The going, sometimes rough. No shortage of adversity. But the Pack found ways to win. Appreciate the diversity. So a well-earned break is here. A week for the boys to have fun. The rest of us can think 6-0 while we get our yard work done. Well, thank you. Back in the early 70s, the Packers had a terrific offensive line. It was when John Brockington was becoming the first player in NFL history to rush for over 1,000 yards in his first three seasons. Well, the left tackle from that offensive line is with us. I'd like number 77, Bill Hayo, to stand up and take a bow, please. Bill, welcome. And I'd also like to welcome Seymour Youth Football. Welcome. Good to have you guys. One final introduction, but they need no introduction. Third and short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest, get this, is the leading scorer in Green Bay Packer history. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Mason Crosby. Welcome, Mason. Are you officially on your bye week now?
We are, yes.
Well, thanks for taking time out. Does it feel like the last day of school, in a sense?
Kind of. You know, we came in this morning, worked out, watched the game, and checked in with the trainers. Luckily, they let me go. You know, yeah. I'm good. But, you know, so just kind of that last little thing. A lot of guys, you know, took off. A couple of us are sticking around, but just kind of relaxing a little bit this week.
Glad you are sticking around. That's right. I want to talk about the game.
Okay.
Did you see enough of Philip Rivers to last you for a while?
Yeah, it seemed like they had the ball quite a bit. It seemed like he was checking audibles the whole time, just moving stuff around, and you know, they did a good job moving the ball. But our defense, you know, just locked them down in the red zone, which was fun. Yeah. That last drive.
Yeah, in the red zone, 2 for 6, the Chargers were. And also, you guys made critical plays at critical times. Like, the Chargers are converting third down after third down. But then in the fourth quarter, Dayton Jones comes up with a huge sack, forces a punt. You guys get the ball back, And then Aaron Rodgers somehow, some way, avoids a sack and then shovels the ball out to Jeff Janis, and you get a nice gain, and that ignites a field goal drive.
We're used to our offense just putting up crazy numbers, being, you know, doing whatever they want all the time. But, you know, I think this year just, you know, those types of moments where we need something, they're going to get it done. We're doing what we need to go and win. And I think that kind of team sometimes, you know, it kind of reminds me of some of the teams of, you know, that we've had in my past here. And just those type of teams are resilient. They we don't get down. We're just like, all right, here's what we need to do. Let's go make it happen. And then watching Aaron doing that kind of stuff, I mean, that's like backyard football, just, you know, running around making plays. And, you know, he does that so well, and it's fun to watch.
And Mason, so the drive stalls and you go out for a 28-yarder. That's a 24-20 game. It's kind of anybody's game. These are critical points, and so just level-headed as always. Is that the deal?
Yeah, you know, just obviously know the situation, know that we need the points, get us up by 7, and you know, let our defense do their thing, and just went out there and hit it through. So you know, whatever, you know. Obviously, I've had one blip on the radar this year, but everything else feels like it's.
I can't even remember that blip.
Yeah, sorry, I brought it up.
All right.
I don't remember it either.
After your field goal, they marched down. And they got first and goal at the 3.
Yeah.
And after 4 plays, they are still 3 yards out.
Yeah.
That is amazing goal line defense.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, showing those clips. You know, Clay coming through, what was it, Dayton making the stop, and then, you know, Damaris Randall at the end there, you know, diving and kind of, I saw a quote from him that he baited, you know, he was trying to bait Rivers a little bit to throw it out there and, you know, made a great play. So, you know, a young guy like that coming up big in a game like that is huge, and just kind of shows the depth, shows what kind of team we have, and we're expecting those rookies, the young guys, to step up and make plays like that.
Mason, I mentioned it in your introduction. As of now, you have 1,085 points.
Right.
The leading scorer in Green Bay Packer history.
All right. Thanks.
Mason, when I think about that, it's like beyond my comprehension. This place has been here forever, like 95 years.
Right. You're telling me. That's how I feel every day. You know, every time I get to go into work and do what I do, it's you know, thinking about the guys that came before me, thinking about that I passed Ryan Longwell's number this year. It's you know, I remember watching him when I was in, you know, in high school and college, and just kind of looking at that and thinking, all right, you know, that's the goal. You know, you want that longevity. You want to go and do it well. And you know, he kind of set that mark. I'm, you know, feel so blessed to be able to pass that, and hope to continue on. And you know, it's a team effort, though. I mean, I can't do it without the guys around me.
Well, Mason, hang on to your leg, buddy,
right,
because it's time to go in the huddle.
Nice.
In the huddle.
Woo! In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Mason, are you ready?
I am.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. We're going to Arizona?
Well, somebody from Arizona dropped this picture by, and apparently it's reached the air, if you'll notice the old Larry.
Oh, there it is.
Larry McCarron finger right there.
Perfect.
Crew's having fun with me, making foolish sport of me.
Nice.
Okay, folks, this is the thing. We're going back to the Rams game.
Yeah.
This fellow right here, Darren Bates, watch him. This is a field goal attempt late in the game, a 35-yarder. Watch him. He comes up and over the top, and he parachutes in the backfield right in front of our guest, Mason. Now, I want to turn this around and look at it from a different angle, Mace. Okay, so here's our guy right here.
I have no clue how he didn't block this.
Okay, now he starts moving up. Could stop. Could you feel that? Sometimes out of the corner you can sense motion?
A little bit. I mean, I could kind of feel the – yeah, that extra kind of movement in the middle. Obviously, I have my eyes down, locked in, but, I mean, he timed it up perfect because there's a rule. He can't be within a yard of our long snapper, Brett, whenever he tries to attempt that. So he timed it as soon as – I mean, he's a yard back. As soon as that ball snapped, he hops right over. And they threw a flag originally because they thought he might have pushed off guys, but he came through clean.
And watch him, folks. This guy goes up and over – and at this point, Mason, This guy's in your lap. I know you're focused. Yeah. You're concentrating. But how on earth did you get this kickoff? And double, how on earth did you make it?
Yeah. It's what we practice every week is just, kind of locking in. I have a time clock in my head. These kicks get off in about 1.2, 1.25 seconds. So just trust snap hold protection is going to be there and go and hit it through. Luckily, I think there was a little left to right wind, so I was aiming a little left center, and that might have saved me right there. But I see if you rewind it a little bit, if I would have heard the block, I would think I might have taken a dive here when this guy came through. So this guy kind of comes through. I might have had a little acrobatic fall there. See right there. Oh, yeah. I would have taken a spill.
How you made that kick, I'll never know. Well done, Mason
Thank you.
Crosby.
Yeah.
Up these guys. There it is. Coming up, earn your autograph starring Ted. Woo! Thank you, Third Stroke. We are back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Ted. Ted, what grade you in?
6.
Seymour Youth Football. What position you play?
Center, nose tackle, and tackle.
Mr. Versatility, folks. All right. Well, tonight you're going to play kicker. You're adding kicker to the resume, because if you can learn the football skill, and somehow I think it might be kicking, that Mason's about to coach you up on, earn his autograph. How is that, Big Ted?
Good.
Is that good? Does it qualify as an excellent adventure?
Sure.
All right. Am I really stupid, kind of?
No.
All right. Okay.
All right. We talked about it a little bit. So he says he's gonna, he's gonna be more of a straight-on kicker, which, you're a lineman. It's okay. We can do that. But we're gonna take your 3 steps over, just like I did. I'm gonna hold it for you. And your goal is to hit it through these uprights. Do you think you can handle that? Ted told me he can kick the ball, so he's done it before.
Ted, make a decision. It's a half-hour
right.
show, buddy.
This. I got faith in you.
So I'm going to be over here just to protect
back.
Our
you
audience.
You got to line it up. I need you to line it up a little bit. All right. Yep. Just get over there. All right. I'm feeling good about this. Don't hit
I'm
anybody.
Not feeling good. Okay.
Don't kick my hand. You ready? All right. You got it.
Oh! Whoa!
That was awesome. We definitely earned that one.
Ted, that was fantastic, buddy.
Awesome.
That might be our best
Earn
Your Autograph ever. Well, I'll tell you what. I got the pen and everything.
While
Ted's getting Mason's autograph, we got to take a break. When we come back, it's time for this week's Chalk Talk. Don't go away, please. Hey. Sure, against the Chargers, the Packers could have rushed better and could have covered better, but always keep in mind the other guys get paid too. Show you what I mean. Okay, this particular play, snap the ball, Phillip Rivers going back to pass. Now you'll look at the Packers pass rush. Okay, at this point, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 gold helmets converging on Mr. Rivers. Let it go a little further. Now look at that. Okay. Now that's pressure, isn't it? That's okay. If I was standing back there, I'd be, you know what, okay. But what does Rivers do? He throws it downfield where Antonio Gates, run it back a little bit, where Antonio Gates makes a one-handed catch despite good coverage from Micah Hyde. Now, what are you supposed to do? So occasionally, while you're yelling at your television, please keep in mind the other guys get paid too. And that's tonight's Chalk Talk.
Chalk Talk! Chalk Talk! Chalk Talk!
You know, Mason, over your career, you have made a number, and I mean a number, of exciting clutch field goals, but I don't know if any of them are as exciting as the one we're about to look at.
Mason Crosby, goal!
Yeah. Yep. Just keep going.
What if it had been a 56-yarder or something?
Yeah, I mean, in the Super Bowl or something. I mean, that
thank you
wasn't
to
that
Telemundo
preseason?
For that piece of video there. Mason, I wanted to ask you something about your kicking, oddly enough.
Yeah, weird.
Where I notice when Tim holds a ball, it's not an accident. He always has it tilted a little bit. So what's that all about? I think most of us would imagine you got it straight up and down, but he always has it tilted a little
bit. Well, you know, kind of... As a kid, as you kind of learn, if you're just goofing around kicking, it's like, all right, lean it way back and, like, yeah, maybe straight up and down. But obviously, as I've developed through the years and just kind of learning, messed with how I like the lean, I like it just a little forward and always lean towards 10.
Forward?
Yeah. So if you ever watch my plant, I plant kind of past the ball. So, like, my heel is in line with the ball. So... with that forward lean, it's like a golf swing. You're kind of almost coming down on it a little bit, and kind of just puts the sweet spot right in the, you know, in the perfect spot. So, I always Tim and Brett and just that operation. I mean, he puts that ball on the spot every time with the lean I want, and it's pretty awesome. I watch other teams sometimes and just watch our operation and how meticulous they are with their work. It's it's fun to be a part of because Brett gets laces out most of the time, so Tim catches that ball, he doesn't have to turn it a ton. It's usually those laces are straight out, so that gives our timing a little bit better, and it comes in handy, especially whenever it's 5 degrees out.
All right.
Whenever he doesn't have to do as much with it.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Mason from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Don't go. Mason Crosby, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Brett.
And Brett, what's your special question for Mason?
Can I take a selfie with you?
Come on.
Go ahead, Brett.
All right. Uh-oh, wrong way. Nice.
No selfies. Your name, sir?
Tom.
Tom, your questions.
I've been watching probably longer than he has, but when it comes to a game-winning field goal, when the coach calls timeout, does it actually have an effect on you or does it help you?
The story on that, 49ers game, playoff game, what was that, 3 years ago? It was 5 degrees or something. I look up on the field goal right before half, wind hits me in the eye, and my eyes are watering so much that they luckily called a timeout. I got to take a little break, kind of clear it up. And so in that instance, it definitely actually helped me. I don't think the timeouts really do that much. I think sometimes you can almost regroup and just kind of go about your process again. So.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for.
I talked too long. Sorry.
But, Frank, what was your favorite question? And what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was from Brett. And he gets these official Packer sunglasses and official Packer driving gloves.
He needs help. We'll be right back. All right. One more time with Mason. And Mason, this year you got the new extra point rule going. Your opinion, you're directly involved.
Yeah, kind of starting the year, I didn't think we'd actually see that huge of a difference in it and the percentages, but I guess I saw like a week ago we were at like 94-95%. So it's obviously changed the dynamic a little bit there, but we're still kicking them. We're still scoring touchdowns and just got to line up. It's another opportunity to go out there and score points.
Mason, continued success.
Thank you
for being here. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.